今天早晨很高兴又看到我们高中生又在我们当中。
This morning we rejoice to see the high schoolers joining us once again.
这个月他们已经第四次来参加大聚会。
This is their fourth consecutive time joining the adult message time.
我知道昨天晚上他们都没有睡好。
I know that they did not sleep well last night.
所以今天早上他们可能会有点困难。
So maybe it will be a little bit difficult for them to this morning.
不过我想我会非常了解你们的。
But I want to let you know I understand your situation.
不过我希望你们彼此的鼓励一下。
But I hope that you will encourage one another.
如果你的邻舍睡着了。
If your neighbor is falling asleep.
麻烦你把他叫醒一下。
Mind you to wake him up.
你怎么知道你的邻舍睡着了呢？
How do you know your neighbor is asleep?
如果他的头到了你的肩膀上的话。
If your neighbor's head is resting on your shoulder.
那表示他睡着了。
That means he's asleep.
在主的这个爱的里面呢，你把他叫醒。
And in the love of God, please wake him up.
我们一起翻开圣经，我们读《生命记》。
Let's turn to in an Old Testament Deuteronomy.
我们读《生命记》第十章第十二节。
We would read Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12.
生命记第十章第十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12.
盼望我们大家一起同声的来念。
Let's read together.
以色列啊，
and now Israel,
现在耶和华神向你所要的是什么呢？
But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to be.
最近我在读到这一节圣经的时候，特别抓住我的就是那句话说，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？
Recently as I read this verse, the phrase that grasped my heart the most is the one that says, what does the Lord your God require from you?
也是今天早晨我愿意我们弟兄姊妹一同来思想这个问题，说现在耶和华你神向你所要的到底是什么呢？
This is also the question we will consider together this morning. What does the Lord your God require from you?
我们读希伯来书十二章二十七、二十八节。
We turn to Hebrews chapter 12. We read verses 27-28.
希伯来书十二章二十七、二十八节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verses 27-28.
我们再一起来读。
Let's read together.
盼望我们读的时候呢，能够整齐的来读。
We will try to read in unison.
好，这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。所以我们记得了那不能震动的国，就当感恩造神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的神侍奉神。我想从这个圣经里面，大家知道今天早晨我想要分享的题目是敬畏神。
From our scripture reading, you probably have know that my topic this morning is to fear the Lord.
特别要从旧约的三个人他们所说的话来认识什么是敬畏神。
Especially from the three words of Old Testament characters that we will understand what does it mean to fear the Lord.
刚才生命记那是摩西所说的话。
In Deuteronomy these words were spoken by Moses.
然后我们要来读撒母耳记，看撒母耳怎么样来说敬畏神。
Now we return to Samuel to see what Samuel says.
我们读撒母耳记上十二章二十四节。
1 Samuel chapter 12 verse 24.
撒母耳记十二章二十四节。
First Samuel chapter 12 verse 24。
好，只要你们敬畏耶和华，诚诚实实的尽心侍奉他，想念他向你们所行的事何等的大。 这是撒母耳所说的。然后我们再看所罗门怎么说这句话。
That was spoken by Samuel. Now we will look at what Solomon says.
在箴言第三章第七节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7.
箴言第三章第七节。
Proverbs 3:7.
好，我们再读。
Let's read.
不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。早晨我们唱了一首诗歌，讲到神的光。
This morning we sang the hymn that talks about the light of God.
神的光与我们敬畏神有很密切的关系。
And this has everything to do with how we fear the Lord.
人没有在神的光底下，就不知道什么是敬畏神。
If we are not under the light of God, then we do not understand what is to fear the Lord.
我们读诗篇72篇第五节。
Psalm 72 verse 5.
诗篇72篇第五节。
Psalm 72 verse 5.
好，太阳还沉，月亮还在，人要敬畏你，直到万代。好，我们再一起有一点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们何等感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
一次一次召聚我们在你的面前。
You have gathered us before you again and again.
借着你的饼和杯，让我们看见你是何等爱我们。
Through your cup and through your bread, you show us how much you love us.
让我们走在这样的一个荒凉的旷野的里面，能够有一个地方我们能够得到休息。
Although we walk in such a desolate land, yet we find a place of rest.
早晨我们再来求你的光来照在我们的心里。
This morning we ask you to shine your light into our hearts.
让我们来思想今日耶和华向我们所要的到底是什么。
So that we may consider what the Lord requires us today.
好像我们知道怎么样来跟随你。
Cause us to know how to follow you.
我们把下面的时间来仰望我们的主。
And we commit the following time into your hands.
我们也把软弱的器皿交在主的手中。
We commit the weak vessels into your hands.
祷告是奉靠我主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Jesus' name. Amen.
这次我读到《生命记》十二章第十章第十二节的时候，我的心里面受到很大的一个震动。
And this time when I read Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12, my heart was greatly moved.
因为我从来没有注意到这一节圣经的前面一半。
Because I never paid attention to the first part of this verse.
我们后面一半的圣经我们都非常的熟。
Many of us are very familiar with the latter portion of this verse.
但是我很少注意这一节圣经的前面一半。
But I did not notice the first part of the verse.
这前面一半就讲到说以色列啊，现在耶和华你的神向你所要的到底是什么呢？
The first part of the verse says, Israel, what does the Lord your God require from you?
我想我们今天也应当时常来思想这个问题。
I think today we also need to consider this question very often.
因为我们都是愿意来跟随主的人。
Because we are people who desires to follow him.
我们将来愿意到我们的主那里去。
And in the future we want to enter into his kingdom.
因此我们需要知道说主在我们身上所要的到底是什么。
Therefore, we must find out what the Lord requires from us.
如果我们不知道主要的是什么，
If we do not know what he wants from us,
那我们在地上的这个时光呢，很可能就浪费掉了。
Then we probably will waste our time on earth.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们常常都应当来思想的一个问题。
And this is a question that we must consider very often.
我们做丈夫的，
For the husbands,
我们应当有时候来想一想。
Sometimes you need to think.
我的妻子要求我的到底是什么？
What does my wife requires from me?
我们常常不想这个问题。
We don't consider this question.
我们以为我们的妻子所要的是这样是那样。
Because we thought we already knew what our wife wants.
但是我们从来没有仔细来想一想，我妻子所要求我的到底是什么。
But we never took the time to think, what does my wife requires from me?
因此我们给我们的妻子的不见得是她所要的。
That's why many times the things that we gave to our wife may not be the things she wants.
而我们的妻子所要的，她却从我们身上得不着。
And our wife cannot find what they want from the husbands.
我们做妻子的也是一样。
And it is the same way for the wife.
实在应当常常来思想我丈夫所要得着的到底是什么。
We need to consider often that what does my husband want from me?
这个问题的答案就让我们可以调整我们生活的一个方向。
Because the answer to this question will help us to adjust the direction of our life.
神在以色列人身上所要的就是敬畏神。
What God wants from the Israelites is to fear the Lord.
为了这个缘故，在旷野里面，他花了40年的时间。
And for this reason, they spent 40 years in the wilderness.
在40年的当中，要教导以色列人一件宝贵的功课，就是怎么样来敬畏神。
In these 40 years, God is teaching the Israelites a precious lesson of how to fear the Lord.
在传道书里面有一句话，他说：“神一切所做的都必永存。”
In Ecclesiastes, there's a verse that says, "Whatever God does, it will be till everlasting."
不能增添，也无所减少。
You cannot add to it. You cannot remove from it.
神这样行，是要叫人在他面前存敬畏的心。
God will do such things so that we may have a fearful heart before Him.
因此，神也在我们的身上，在我们的周围兴起许多的环境。
And God also causes many circumstances to arise in our life.
神所要的是什么呢？
What does He want?
那是我们有一天能够知道什么叫做敬畏神。
It's so that one day we may understand what does it mean to fear the Lord.
希伯来书告诉我们啊，这个天地都要震动的。
Hebrew tells us that the heaven and earth shall be shaken.
凡是受造之物都要被震动的。
All creations will be shaken.
今天许多我们所爱慕、所追求的事，有一天都会被震动的。
Today, all the things that we pursue after, the things that we desire, will be shaken one day.
有些今天我们所依靠、为安息的事，有一天也要都被震动的。
Some of the things that we take refuge in, or some of the things that we rely upon, will be shaken one day.
但是我们要感谢神的一件事。
But one thing we need to thank the Lord.
就是今天在他的恩典的里面，他让我们得着一个不能震动的国。
Today, in His grace, He allows us to obtain a kingdom that will not be shaken.
因此我们在地上生活的时候，有一个很重要的一件事我们需要知道。
So as we live today, there is one thing that is important that we need to know.
就是哪一些事是能够被震动的，哪一些事是不能被震动的。
We need to know what are the things that will be shaken, what are the things that will not be shaken.
哪一些事是与这个不能震动的国有直接关系的。
What are the things that have direct relationship to this unshakable kingdom.
哪一些事不过将来都会随着这个震动而逝去的。
And what are the things that will be lost because it will be shaken?
弟兄姊妹，这不是一件容易的事。
Brother and sister, this is not an easy thing.
这个能够分辨这两个不同的事需要智慧。
In order to be able to decipher from the two things, you need to have wisdom.
这不是世上的智慧。
It is not the wisdom of this world.
这是神所赐的智慧。
But you need the wisdom of God.
那这个智慧怎么样能够临到我们呢？
And how can you obtain such wisdom?
箴言告诉我们，敬畏神就是智慧的开端。
The prophet tells us to fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
如果我们里面有一个敬畏神的心，
If we have a heart that fears the Lord,
我们就能分辨哪些事是能够被震动的，哪些事是不能被震动的。
Then we will be able to tell what are the things that will be shaken and what are the things that will not be shaken.
反过来说，如果我们里面不敬畏神，
In other words,If we do not fear the Lord,
我们就分不清楚。
Then we will not be able to tell.
我们就会把我们这一生的年日投在那些能震动的事情上。
We will devote our entire life into things that will be shaken.
这岂不是太可惜了吗？
Isn't that such a great waste?
因此我们需要在神的面前认识神为什么要这个东西。
So we must come before the Lord and find out why He wants these things.
因为他不愿意我们这个人把一生的年月浪费在这个世界上。
He doesn't want us to waste our time in all these earthly things.
因此他要我们来学习敬畏他。
He wants us to learn to fear Him.
什么是敬畏神？
What is it to fear the Lord?
我想我们就从这三个旧约的人物，从他们的话语 来思想这一件事。
We will consider this question from the three words of these Old Testament characters.
这三位都是旧约里面知道怎么敬畏神的人。
These three are the ones who knows how to fear the Lord in the Old Testament.
而他们所说的这句话乃是他们一生的经历。
And the words they have spoken are the conclusion of their lifelong experience.
头一处呢，我们来讲就是撒母耳。
And the first one we focus on is Samuel.
撒母耳在十二章二十四节那里讲的话，是撒母耳晚年的时候所说的话。
Samuel spoke in 1 Samuel chapter 12. These words he have spoken in his latter years.
在他已经设立扫罗做王以后。
He has already established Saul as the king.
圣经告诉我们，撒母耳的头发都已经白了。
The Bible tells us that he was already with gray hairs.
因此，他要把最后的话语告诉以色列的百姓。
So he will speak his last words to the Israelites.
他在最后的时候，他要把最重要的一件事告诉以色列人。
And he will tell the Israelites the most important thing.
最重要的是什么事呢？
And what is that?
他说：“只要你们敬畏耶和华。”
Only fear the Lord.
诚诚实实的尽心侍奉他。
And serve him in truth.
弟兄姊妹，在撒母耳的这个眼光里面，这敬畏神就是诚诚实实的侍奉他。
Brothers and sisters, in Samuel's eyes, to fear the Lord is to serve God in truth.
这是撒母耳一生经历以后他所下的一个结论。
This is the conclusion of his lifelong experience.
他在那里用他最诚恳的心来劝告以色列人说：“我们要诚诚实实的来侍奉神。”
With his most sincere heart, he told the Israelites that you must serve the Lord in truth.
为什么神这么注重诚实呢？
Why does God focus on this truth?
因为罗马书告诉我们，我们的神是真实的。
Because Romans tells us that our God is truth.
真实的和虚谎的不能同行。
And truth and falsehood cannot walk together.
而我们人都是虚谎的。
And yet all men are of falsehood.
今天我们不管我们这个人，我们的品性有多好。
No matter how good you are as a man,
我们人基本上都是虚谎的。
Our basic nature is still of all lies.
不但我们自己是虚谎的。
Not only that we are of lies,
我们也活在虚谎的当中。
We also live among lies.
因此在圣经新约的里面，
In the New Testament,
以弗所书里面讲到我们要变成一个新人。
The Ephesians tells us that we must become a new man.
要变成一个新人的起点在什么地方？
And where is the starting point of becoming a new man?
就是要弃绝一切的谎言。
That is to laying aside all falsehood.
如果你读新约圣经的话，
If you read the New Testament,
每一次讲到我们的行为，
Every time it talks about our deeds,
都是从弃绝谎言开始。
It all begins from laying aside all falsehood.
一个人不能弃绝谎言，一个人就不能成为一个新造的人。
If you cannot let go all falsehood, then you cannot become a new man.
在我们没有蒙恩得救以前，说谎是件很平常的事。
Before our salvation, it is very easy for us to lie.
我们整天所说的话，很多都是不真实的话。
Most of the words that we speak in a day are of falsehood.
我们心里面也不觉得怎么样，因为人人都是这样做的。
And we don't feel bad about it because everyone is doing so.
但是当我们蒙恩得救以后，
But after we are saved,
神告诉我们要弃绝谎言。
God tells us we must lay aside falsehood.
如果我们说谎的话，
If we lie,
我们就不真实。
Then we are not of the truth.
主说一个人不真实就是不敬畏神。
If you are not of the truth, then you do not fear the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们也许不觉得我说一个谎有什么关系。
But sister, maybe you thought it doesn't mean much when you tell a lie.
当我们落在谎言的当中的时候，
But when you live in such falsehood,
我们是不敬畏神。
You are not a man who fear the Lord.
神并不恨恶人的软弱。
God does not hate our weakness.
当主看见那个瞎眼的，
When the Lord saw the blind man,
当主看见那个瘸腿的，
When the Lord saw the crippled man,
他看到那个长大麻风的，
When he saw the lepers,
他看到那些许许多多的各样的被鬼附的，
He saw the ones who are demon possessed.
我们神不恨恶他们。
Jesus did not hate them.
神反而是怜悯他们。
But he is full of compassion.
但是神恨恶那个不真实的。
But God detests all falsehood.
只要我们肯带着我们的软弱到神的面前来。
If we can come before Him with all our weaknesses,
神都能够怜恤我们。
God will have compassion on us.
神都愿意来扶持我们。
He is willing to strengthen us.
但是如果我们带着本相来到他的面前的时候，我们就发现神用他的怜悯和恩慈来遇见我们。
If we come to Him just as we are, then He will meet you with His loving kindness.
但是如果我们来到主的面前，
But if we come before Him,
我们的心是远离他的，
and our hearts are distant from Him.
但是我们在嘴唇上来亲近他，
But we only draw near to Him with our lips.
我们在嘴唇上来尊敬他。
We only honor Him with our mouth.
我们知道我们心里面是远离他的。
And we know very clearly that our heart is far from Him.
神恨恶这样的事。
Then God hates this kind of thing.
因为这是不真实的。
Because this is not of truth.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道神的心。
But sister, we must understand God's heart.
神不愿意，不愿意，不，不愿意恨恶我们的软弱。
God does not hate our weaknesses.
但是神恨恶我们的不真实。
But He hates our falsehood.
什么是真实？
What is the truth?
这个真实呢，就是里外是一致的。
Truth, it is the same inside and outside.
这个嘴是外面的。
Mouth is something of outside.
这个心是里面的。
Heart is something of inside.
这个嘴和心呢，要一致的。
And your heart and your mouth must be the same.
这个一致就是真实。
And this sameness is the truth.
嘴和心不一致，就是虚谎。
If your mouth and your heart is not the same, then it's falsehood.
就是不真实。
It is not of truth.
也就是不敬畏神。
It is not fearing God.
我们在教会的侍奉呢，这是外面的。
All our church ministries are of the things outside.
这是人所看得见的。
These are things that man can see.
我们在家庭的生活是里面的。
But our family life is of our inner man.
是别人所看不见的。
It is something man cannot see.
我们在教会的生活和在家里面的生活如果不一致的话，
If our church life and our family life is not of the same,
这是不真实。
Then it is not truth.
这是神所恨恶的。
And this is not what, this is what God hates.
神宁可让我们带着我们在家里面的那个样子来到聚会里面。
God rather we come to church as the way we are, at home.
带着我们软弱的本相在神的面前。
And we come in our weak frame.
神不要我们在教会里面是一个样子，在家庭里面是另外一个样子。
But He doesn't want us to be one man in church and the other man at home.
我们在聚会中的分享，这是外面的。
Our sharings in the meeting, this is the outside.
我们在背后的行为是里面的。
But our deeds is of the inner man.
我们这个所说的话和我们所做的事需要一致。
Our words and our deeds must be the same.
如果我们所说的话一是这样，我们所做的事是另外一样，这叫做不真实。
If we say one thing yet do another thing, then this is not the truth.
当我们有这个不真实的情形的时候，
When we live in such condition,
我们就是藐视神。
Then we despise our God.
因为我们为什么是藐视神呢？
Why do we despise Him?
因为我们注重那个人看得见的部分。
Because we only focus on what man can see.
我们不注重那个人没有看见的那个部分。
Yet we do not focus upon what man cannot see.
所以我们看重人而不看重神。
We deem men are more important than God.
因为只有神能够看见我们的里面。
Because only God can see our inner man.
我们不注重这个神的看见。
Yet we don't esteem His vision.
我们只注重人的看见。
We only care about what man sees.
这叫做不敬畏神。
This is not fearing the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，神所要求的。
Brother, sister, what does God require?
不是我们做不到的。
He will never require things which we cannot do.
其实神没有要求我们做不到的事。
God will never ask us to do something which we can't do.
他只要求我们到了什么地步就照着什么地步而行。
He only wants us to do whatever we have attained.
他没有要我们做一个是不是我们本来情形的事。
He will not ask us to do something that is of a nature, about natural man.
是我们人自己要为着某种原因，我们在外面要做一些事，让人觉得我们是敬虔的。
For some reason that you thought to do certain thing will help people to think that you are a godly man. He won't ask that.
这是神所最厌恶的一件事。
Because he detests those kind of things.
为什么人会落在这样的光景？
But why have we fallen into such condition?
因为罗马书说人都是虚谎。
Because Roman tells us that we are all liars.
我们都是虚谎的。
We're all falsehood.
我们都会有这个里外不一致的光景。
We all have this condition that our inner man is not the same as the outward man.
那我们怎么办呢？
Then what do we do?
大卫有一个秘诀。
David has a secret.
大卫说，我要把耶和华摆在我的右边。
David says, I must place God on my right hand side.
因他在我右边，我就不致摇动。
Because he is at my right hand side, I will not be shaken.
这是大卫的秘诀。
This is David's secret.
所以今天我们不论在做什么事，
Today, no matter what you are doing,
不论是在人的面前，或者是在人的背后，
Whether we are in front of men or behind men,
我们要把耶和华摆在我们的面前。
We need to place God before us.
我们总是在神的面前做的。
That we do everything in his presence.
这叫敬畏神。
That is what it means to fear
the Lord. 如果每一件事情你所做的，你都认为是在神面前做的。
If you do everything as you consider that you're doing for God,
不管有没有人看见，
no matter what man can see or not,
这叫做敬畏神。
That is to fear the Lord.
这是神所要的。
And that is what he desires.
这是撒母耳向以色列人所说的话。
This is what Samuel told the Israelites.
你们要诚诚实实的来侍奉他。
Serve him in truth.
弟兄姊妹，这不但是撒母耳的话。
Brother, sister, this is not only the word to Samuel.
这也是旧约里面神一再一再向以色列人呼吁的话。
This is also the words God has spoken to the Israelites again and again.
这是神所要的。
Because this is what he wants.
你愿意不愿意把这个给神？
Do you want to give him what he wants?
神所要的不是你没有的。
God doesn't ask for something yet that you do not possess.
神没有要一个你做不到的事。
God does not want something that you cannot do.
神只是要你把外面包装的那个东西拿掉。
God wants you to take out that wrapping paper.
神不要你加上什么。
He doesn't want you to add anything else.
他要你照着你的本相来到他的面前。
But come before him as you are.
真真实实的来到他的面前。
Come before him in all truth.
这是神所要的。
That's what he wants.
第二处呢，我们要讲的就是《申命记》。
Secondly, we come back to Deuteronomy.
这是在摩西第二次做了法版以后，向以色列人所说的话。
Moses has spoken to the Israelites these words after the second set of tablets were made.
就《申命记》第十章第十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12.
这是摩西他在一生侍奉神以后，他所做的一个结论。
After Moses has served God all his life.And this is the conclusion of his learning.
他说，只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性的侍奉他。
He said, to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
这一句话，申命记第十章第十二节，可以说把旧约圣经的出埃及记和利未记做了一个总结。
We can say that this verse in Deuteronomy has concluded the two books of Exodus and Leviticus.
我们如果读出埃及记和利未记的时候，
If we read Exodus and Leviticus,
我们要记得这两本书啊，就是告诉我们我们在地上怎么样来尽心尽性的来侍奉他。
We will know that these two books tells us how to serve God with all our hearts and with all our soul.
在利未记里面，我举一个简单的例子。
I give you a simple example from Leviticus.
然后我们知道怎么样从利未记里面所说的话来看见神要我们怎么样来侍奉他。
From Leviticus, we will see how God wants us to serve Him.
在利未记里面说到，如果我们要献祭的时候
，Leviticus says if you want to offer sacrifice,
我们要献那个牲畜的时候，要用那个没有残疾的牲畜。
If you want to offer an animal, you must offer an animal without any blemish.
我相信我们读过利未记的，我们都知道这件事。
If you have read Leviticus once, you will understand this.
那没有残疾和我们尽心尽性侍奉他的关系在哪里呢？
What is the relationship between no blemish and to serve God with all our heart and our soul?
如果今天我们活在当时候那个时代，
If we live in their time,
也许我们早晨该到我们的时间来献祭了。
Maybe this morning is the time, it's your turn to offer sacrifice.
假设今天早晨十点钟是该你献祭的时候。
For example, this morning at 10 o'clock is your turn to offer your sacrifice.
那你什么时候去找那个没有残疾的那个羊呢？假设你要献的是一只羊。
if you want to offer a lamp, then when would you go look for that lamp?
你是不是到早上九点钟的时候发现，哎呦，九点钟了，十点钟看我献祭哈？
Is it by 9 o'clock you remember? Oh, I must make my sacrifice at 10.
所以到九点钟了，我赶快到那个羊圈里面呢，要来找一只羊了。
So at 9 o'clock, you go to your sheepfold and you look for something that you can offer to God.
啊，你有很多羊，有一百只啊。
You have many sheep, about 100.
所以在那个一百只羊里面，急急忙忙啊，要找一只没有残疾的。
So you busy yourself searching for a sheep without blemish among your 100 sheep.
是不是这样？
Is that the way to do it?
不是的。
It is not.
在旧约里面不是这样的。
If that's not the way you do it in the Old Testament,
那个没有残疾的那只羊不是在献祭以前一个小时才把它找出来的。
And the lamb that is without blemish is not found an hour before sacrifice.
这些要献祭的羊是在他们很年幼的时候就已经被选出来的。
And these lamb that will be sacrificed will be found when they are very young.
假设你有一百只羊。
If you have 100 sheep.
在这个羊很小很小的时候
，When the lamb is still very young，
你就来检查这个羊。
You began to search and examine this lamb。
你就在你的羊的里面就找到了有这么几只是非常好的。
And among all your sheep, you found several lamb that are very good。
他们是最美的，是没有残疾的。
They're the most beautiful. They're without blemish。
你就把这几只羊拿出来。
Then you would take these several lambs.
你把它放在另外一个羊圈的里面。
You put them in a separate fold.
从此以后，这几只羊跟其他的羊，他们是分开来饲养的。
From now on, these lambs will be raised up separately than the rest of the sheep.
他们得到你特别的那个照顾。
And because you will care for them especially.
他们也得到你特别的这样的一个好像扶持。
And they will receive your special attention.
所以他们这一小群的羊就叫做献祭的羊。
And these few sheep are the one that designate for offering.
等到有一天你需要献祭的。
One day when it's your turn to make
这个献祭的羊早已经准备好了。
You have already prepared the sacrificial lamb.
你就从那个里面拿一只出来去献祭。
And you will take one from this special fold.And to offer to God.
这些羊
These lambs
他们是分别出来单单为着献祭的
They have been separated for the purpose of offering.
他们不做其他的用途的
They are not for any other purpose.
这个叫做侍奉神
That is what it means to serve the Lord.
我怎么样来应用这件事
How do I apply this principle?
我就用那个时间来做一个例子。
I will use our time as an example.
今天我们每一个人都有一样的时间。
Today we all have the same amount of time.
这个时间就好像那个羊一样。
And the time is just like the sheep that you own.
所以我们要决定把一些时间分别出来给主用。
Then we must decide to separate some times to dedicate for God's work.
我就用礼拜三的祷告会做一个例子。
I will use the Wednesday night prayer meeting as an example.
礼拜三晚上呢，我们有一个祷告的聚会。
Wednesday night we have a prayer meeting.
那这个聚会参加的人是比较少的。
And not many people attend this meeting.
为什么这些人能够礼拜三来聚会呢
？And why are these people able to come to the meeting on Wednesday night?
这些人通常礼拜六、礼拜五和礼拜天都来的。
And these are people who already come on Friday and also Sunday.
那为什么他礼拜三还能够来聚会呢
？But why is it they're also able to come on Wednesday night?
是不是这些人刚好礼拜三都没有事情
？Is it because they just happen have nothing to do on Wednesday night?
因为礼拜三没有事情呢，所以他们到教会来聚会。
Oh, it's just so they have nothing to do on Wednesday night, so they can come to church.
如果他们都没有事情呢，为什么老是这些人礼拜三没有事情呢？
If they don't have anything to do, then why are the same people always do not have anything to do on Wednesday night?
我们都活在这个同样的这个环境里面。
We all live in the same kind of environment.
那为什么有一些人他们老是礼拜三没有事情呢？
But why is it some people always have time on Wednesday night?
不是因为他们礼拜三老没有事情。
It is not because they have nothing to do on Wednesday night.
因为那个礼拜三晚上呢，已经被他们分别出来了。
But it's because they have already separated out that time on Wednesday night.
这个好像是那个羊已经被拿出来了。
This is just like the lamb that has already been taken out.
所以那个礼拜三的时间呢，是不能做其他的用途的。
And so they cannot do anything else on that Wednesday night.
只有这样，一个人能够来到礼拜三的聚会。
Only when you treat your time this way, then you will have time to come on Wednesday
night. 如果我们不把那个时间分别出来的话，
If you do not separate out your time on Wednesday night,
我们如果不说这个时间是单单来为着神的话，
If you do not say this is the time designated for God,
我们永远都没有时间，
Then we will never have time.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们来奉献给神。
Brothers and sisters, today we offer ourselves to God.
我们不能拿剩下的。
We cannot give him the leftover.
有时候我们奉献给神是拿剩下的。
Many times what we offer to God is the leftovers.
这不是神所要的。
This is not what he wants.
神所要的是分别出来的。
What he wants is what you have separated out for him.
神不要那个剩下的。
He doesn't want the leftover.
我们如果用剩下的来奉献给神，
If we offer to him what is left over in our life,
我们是不敬畏神。
Then we do not fear the Lord.
所以无论我们所献给神的是什么，
No matter what you have offered to God,
不管是金钱也好，
it is money,
不管是我们的时间也好，
it is your time,
必须是分别出来的。
It must be something you have already separated out.
如果你不分别出来，
if you do not separate it out,
你是得罪神，
then you have sinned against God.
如果你宁可不献，
you rather not make any offerings.
我们真是要把我们要献的东西要献分别出来。
We need toseparate out what we want to offer to him first.
什么叫做尽心尽性呢？
What does it mean to serve him with all your heart and all your soul?
我想最简单的就是尽我们的所能。
The most simple explanation is to give him all we have.
主给我们每一个人都有不同的恩赐。
God has given all of us different gifts.
有的人五千，有的人两千，有的人一千。
Some has 5,000 talents, some 2,000, some 1,000.
主不重视那个数量。
God doesn't care about the amount.
那个数量不是主的重点。
That is not his focus.
主所看重的是我们有没有照着我们所有的来尽我们所能的来侍奉他。
But what he looks upon is whether or not we have done all that we can.
我要讲几个假定的这个情形，让弟兄姊妹来思想一下，哪一个人是敬畏神的。
I will give you a few examples and you can consider which one of them is one who feared the Lord.
我们就说有三个人，一个是甲，一个是乙，一个是丙，好了。
We will say there are three people, one is A, one is B and C.
我们先说这个甲。
Let's talk about A.
这个甲哈，我先声明一下，当我讲这个的时候呢，我没有想到你们任何中间的一个人。
I want to clarify one thing that when I'm talking about these people, I didn't think about anybody that was here.
如果你觉得我在讲你的话，
If you think that I'm talking about you,
请你赦免我。
Please forgive me.
好，这么有这么一个人是甲。
So there is this person A.
这个人的信主的年日呢比较长。
And this person A has believed in the Lord for many years.
在过去呢，他有一些的追求。
And in the past, he also has a pursuit after the Lord.
因此，他对圣经呢就相当的熟悉了。
And so he knows the Bible very well.
这个弟兄呢，因为圣经相当的熟悉了以后呢，轮到他去带读经聚会的时候呢，他是不需要预备的。
And because he's so familiar with the Bible, when it's his turn to lead a Bible study, he doesn't need to prepare.
他就到那个地方呢，他就能够带查经了。
He can just arrive to the meeting and begin to lead a Bible study.
如果弟兄姊妹有问题的话呢，他也能够回答。
And if brother and sister has questions, he will also be able to answer.
因为他圣经比较熟。
Because he knows the Bible very well.
所以他能够带查经呢，不需要准备的。
And so he can lead a Bible study without any preparation.
好，这是甲。
This is person A.
好，我们再讲另外一个弟兄，这叫乙哈。
And now is person B.
这个乙弟兄呢，信主的年日没有那么久了。
And this brother B, he has not believed in the Lord for many years.
所以他的圣经不像那个甲的弟兄那么熟。
And so his Bible knowledge is not as full as brother A.
所以呢，那个不准备呢是不行的。
And it will be unlikely that he cannot, that he does not prepare before Bible study.
但是这个乙弟兄很聪明。
But this brother B is very smart.
这个弟兄非常聪明的。
This brother is very smart.
而这个以弟兄呢，他呢就能够呢在聚会开始以前呢半个小时之内呢他开始准备。
And this brother B is so smart that he only needs half hour before meeting times to prepare.
啊，有的时候甚至不需要半小时，他也能准备好。
And sometimes he doesn't even need half an hour, and he will be done preparing.
他在很短的时间以内呢，他就能够把那天的需要准备的事情都准备好了。
In a very short amount of time, he's able to prepare all that he needs to do for that day.
所以他里面相当的高兴。
So he is filled with glad happiness.
所以他觉得我用最少的时间呢，得到最大的效果。
Because he thought with the shortest amount of time, I gained the greatest amount of effects.
这有第三个弟兄叫丙。
And here we have brother C.
这个弟兄呢，信主的年日比较短。
And this brother is a new believer.
自己呢知道圣经不太熟。
He knew that he doesn't know the Bible well.
所以轮到他查圣经的话呢，一个星期都非常的紧张啊。
If it's his time to lead a Bible study, he will be very nervous for the entire week.
每天晚上都在那里读圣经。
He will need to read the scripture every night.
然后到了礼拜五的时候呢，还带的不怎么好。
And on Friday night, he still cannot lead a Bible study well.
但是他做的。他做的是 他所能做的。
But he has done all he could.
这三个人谁能够在那个基督的审判台前站立得住？
Among these three brothers, who can stand before the judgment seat of God?
我想我们自己来试想一想。
We can consider this ourselves.
这个假弟兄是五千的。
This brother A has 5,000.
但是他用一千在侍奉。
But he only utilized his 1,000 to serve.
这个乙的弟兄是2,000的。
This brother B has 2,000.
他用一千的在里面侍奉。
Again, he used 1,000 of his talent.
这个丙弟兄呢是一千的。
And this brother C has only 1,000 talent.
他把那一千的都摆上去。
And he has given all his 1,000.
我们的侍奉，乃是要基于我们能力去侍奉。
Our service.To God must be one we do with all our heart and our soul.
人看你服侍的好不好。
A man's judgment of whether you are serve God well or not.
但神看你尽力不尽力。
But God look at whether or not you have given all that you have.
如果你没有尽力，就是你服侍的再好，神也不喜悦。
Even if you have served him very well, yet you do not give all that you have, then that will not delight God's heart.
我们服侍绝对不能不准备的。
Brothers and sisters, we must prepare ourselves before we serve.
不论你圣经有多少。
No matter how well you know the Bible.
不论你有多聪明。
No matter how smart you are.
我们的侍奉绝对不能不准备的。
We must prepare ourselves before we serve God.
一个祭司啊，不管他是祭司做了多少年。
For a priest, no matter how long he has been a priest.
但每一次他要侍奉以前，那个祭司所要做的准备的工作是一模一样的。
Every time before his turn to serve, he must go through the same preparation procedure.
绝对不会因为这个祭司是个老祭司，这次侍奉之前就不准备的。
It cannot be that because he's an experienced priest that he skipped any steps.
我们的准备也不能是草草率率的。
We cannot prepare carelessly.
箴言告诉我们一句话。
Proverbs tells us.
他说那个自以为有智慧的人吗？愚昧人比他更有指望。
And those people who think that they are smart, yet the foolish one has more hope than him.
我们在侍奉神的事情上，不要用我们人的聪明。
In matters of service, do not use your own wisdom.
如果我们靠着我们的聪明在侍奉，
if we only use our wisdom to serve God,
那个愚昧的人就比我们更有指望。
Then the foolish man has more hope than you are.
弟兄姊妹，我怎么知道我尽力了？
Brother and sister, how do I know that I have given all that I have?
也许你会问，问到我怎么知道我尽力了
？Maybe you ask this question. How do I know I have given all?
如果我没有尽力的话，那是得罪主了。
If I have not given all, then I've sinned against God.
但是我怎么知道我尽力了
？So how do I know?
弟兄姊妹，很简单。
Very easy.
当那个五千的人交了五千的银五千给主以后
，After the one who possessed 5,000 talent give back to God 5,000.
就说你进来与我一同的快乐。你进来与我一同的快乐。
God says you come in and enjoy and enjoy my happiness.
当我们在主的面前真真实实的尽了我们所能的去侍奉。
If we have give all that we have in terms of our service.
神的喜乐就要充满在我们的里面。
Then he will fill your heart with his joy.
这样的侍奉是永远不会疲倦的。
And this kind of service will never tire you out.
这是神所要的。
Because that's what God desires.
这是摩西所告诉我们的。
And this is what Moses told us.
第三，我们看所罗门他怎么来认识敬畏神。
Thirdly, we will see how Solomon fears the Lord.
所罗门说啊。
Solomon says.
他说你们要敬畏神。
He says, fear the Lord.
要远离恶事。
And distance yourself from all evil.
这是这个所罗门是最有智慧的人。
Solomon is the wisest man.
在他的智慧的里面，他所对这个认识敬畏神，他所下的一个结论。
And he has made this conclusion about his understanding of serving God.
他说你要敬畏神，你一定要远离恶事。
He says, in order to fear the God, you must distance yourselves from evil.
你如果不远离恶事，就不能敬畏神了。
If you do not distance yourself from evil, then you cannot fear the Lord.
敬畏神和远离恶事，这两件事是分不开的。
And these two things are inseparable.
你若不能远离恶事的话，你就不能敬畏神。
If you cannot distance yourselves from evil, then you cannot fear the Lord.
当约瑟牧灵面临到这个事情的时候，
When Joseph encounters such things,
他要做一个选择。
He must make a choice.
他如果是要得罪这个 Potiphar 的妻子的时候，
When he decides to make a decision against Potiphar's wife,
他就会下到那个监狱的里面。
Then he would choose to be set into the prison.
他为着不愿意得罪神。
But because he does not want to sin against God.
他就宁可下到监狱的里面。
He's willing to go to the prison.
他远离这个恶事。
So that he can distance himself from evil.
但是反过来说，那个先知巴兰。
In other words, yet when we see in the life of Balaam, the
prophet Balaam. 他是认识神心意的人。
He's a man who knows God's will.
但是他没有远离恶事。
And yet he did not distance himself from evil.
他的下场是何等的可怜啊。
And the result of his life is so pitiful.
在我们读旧约的时候，我们常常读一句话。
When we read the Old Testament, we often come across this verse.
一再出现。
Because it appears many times.
就是只是秋坛还没有废去。
But the high places has not been removed.
你看见在神的眼光里面，那是何等那个刺神眼睛的一件事。
In God's sight, this is something that hurts him very much.
每一次神从天上往地下观看的时候，
Every time God observed from heaven,
他就看到那个秋坛还没有废去。
He saw that these high places are still there.
以色列人不能够远离这些恶事。
The Israelites cannot distance themselves from this evil.
弟兄姊妹，对于我们今天来讲，什么是恶事呢？
And sisters, what is the evil thing to us?
我想对于许多明显的事我们都知道。
Some of the obvious things we all know.
比如说淫乱啊，比如说仇恨啊，比如说嫉妒。
For example, adultery or
仇恨。
Hatred.
嫉妒。
And jealousy.
这些是我们要远离的。
These are things we need to distance ourselves.
这些是我们要逃避的。
These are things we need to flee away.
你如果不远离这些事的话，你不能敬畏神的。
If you do not run away from these things, you are unable to fear God.
那这些是比较明显的事。
And these are some obvious sin.
我们想弟兄姊妹都清楚。
I'm sure you all know this clearly.
还有一些比较不明显的事。
And yet there are some sins that are unclear.
你知道你读利未记的时候，
You know when you read Leviticus,
你会发现啊，利未记里面不厌其烦地告诉你什么是干净的，什么是不干净的。
And it goes into detail, great detail, to tell us what is clean, what is unclean.
一再地讲，讲到你读的人都烦了。
It tells you again and again until you get tired reading it.
哪有这么啰嗦啊，这么多事情对吧，一再地讲这个是干净的，那个是不干净的。
Why is the Bible being so repetitive? It tells us again and again what is clean, what is unclean.
弟兄姊妹，敬畏神要把这个洁的跟不洁的要分开的。
But sister, in order to fear the Lord, we must separate the clean and unclean.
这个洁的是圣洁的，是给神的，这个不洁的是不圣洁的，是不能给神的，要分开来的。
And the clean are the things we can offer to God. The unclean are things we cannot give to God. They must be separated.
我们怎么样来应用呢？
How do we apply this?
我再举一个例子。
I give you another example.
同样，这不是指任何当中的一个弟兄们。
Again, this does not apply to anybody here.
如果这边有一个弟兄啊。
If we have a brother.
他是一个做一个做生意的一个弟兄。
And he is a businessman.
那他就有一些的客户。
Then he will have some customers.
而这客户也是信主的弟兄啊。
And these customers are also brothers who believe in the Lord.
那因为做生意的关系呢，就需要有一些生意上的一些往来。
And because they do business together, so they meet for that purpose.
因为这两个人都是弟兄嘛。
And because these two are all brothers.
那他们也是在同一个地方聚会的。
And they also meet and fellowship at the same place.
因此他们就说，那我们既然是每个礼拜都要见面的，那我每次在聚会以后，我们就能讨论一下我们生意上的事，不是很好吗？
And since they must meet each other at the meeting place, they said, well, afterwards we will talk about our business.
弟兄姊妹，你把那个圣洁的和那个不圣洁的混在一起了。
But and sister, you have mixed what is clean with the unclean.
这个时间是分别还是给神的？
This time is separated unto God.
不能做其他的用途的。
You cannot use it for any other purpose.
不能用来侍奉神，剩下来了再顺便做一点生意的。
You cannot use this time to serve God, and with some leftover time, you do your own business.
虽然对我们来讲是很方便的。
Even though it is very convenient for you.
但是在神来讲是不圣洁的。
But to God, it is unclean.
这个是恶事。
This is evil.
如果我们在主的面前要学习敬畏神。
If we want to learn to fear the Lord.
我们就要远离这样的事。
We must flee away from such things.
不但我们自己要远离这样的事。
Not only we ourselves must flee away from this.
如果我们看见我们的弟兄、我们的姊妹做这样的事的时候，
If we see our brothers and sisters do such things,
我们要劝告他。
We need to talk to them. We need to tell them.
或者姊妹不能做这样的事。
We need to tell them that this cannot be done.
这个时间是分别出来给神的。
Because this time is separated unto God.
是只能用来敬畏神。
You can only use such time to worship God.
只能用来彼此的鼓励。
You can only use this time to edify one another.
不能用来做任何其他的用途的。
No other purpose.
这叫远离恶事。
This is what it means to flee away from evil.
弟兄姊妹，讲到远离恶事，我们总是希望最好是有人告诉我们，给我们一个单子，什么是恶事，要我们远离，这样我们就比较容易做啊。
But sister, when we talk about these evil things, we really want people to give us a list to tell us what are the evil things, then we can just follow that list.
但是啊，很可惜的，在新约里面呢，没有这样的一个没有这样的一个单子。
Unfortunately, you cannot find such list in the New Testament.
因为新约圣经告诉我们呢，这个单子是写在我们的心里面的。
Because the New Testament tells us this list is written in our hearts.
如果你要知道说什么是不能做，
If you want to know what are the things that you should not do,
你就要到你的心里面去看一下。
Then you need to look into your heart.
因为所有的恶事，不能做的事，神也写在我们的心板上了。
Because God has written down that list.In your heart.
每次当我们做了神不喜悦的事，
Every time you've done something that does not please the Lord,
圣灵都会在我们的心里面对我们说话的。
The Holy Spirit will speak in your heart.
这句话是真实的。
This word is truth.
除非你没有得救。
Unless you have not been saved.
如果你没有听到圣灵的声音的话，那可能你没有得救。
If you have not heard the voice of the Holy Spirit, maybe you're not saved.
如果你是个得救的人，
If you have been saved,
如果你做了那个恶事的时候，
And you have done an evil thing,
圣灵在你的里面是非常的不平安的。
The Holy Spirit will be very uneasy in your heart.
圣灵会提醒你哪一件事恶事你不能做。
The Holy Spirit will remind you what is evil that you should not do.
我们要听圣灵在我们心里面的感动。
We need to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们只能听圣灵在我们心里面的感动。
We can only listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
我们不能因为另外一个弟兄说这是恶事，我们就不做。
We cannot hear another brother say this is evil that we should not do.
我们不是要听从人的一个教训。
We do not follow the teaching of men.
我们乃是要听从圣灵在我们里面的引导。
But we need to.Listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our heart.
因为只有圣灵能够保守我们远离所有的恶事。
Because only the Holy Spirit can protect us from all evil.
上个月我经过那个曼谷。
And last month I had gone through
Bangkok. 我从来没有去过这个城市。
I've never been to the city.
这是我头一次有机会在那里有一点停留的时间。
And it's my first time that I had a chance to stay some time there.
因此当我到了那个旅馆以后
So when I came to the hotel
我就想也许看看在曼谷有什么地方我值得去看一看
So I thought maybe I'll find out what are some of the points of interest in Bangkok that I can visit
然后我就打开旅馆里面的一些旅游的这个介绍
And I looked through the, these travel brochures
我找来找去找来找去
And I searched through many brochures
没有一个地方我能去的
There's not a place that I can go
这个曼谷啊所有可以去的地方呢都是庙宇
Because all the places that you can go in Bangkok are temples
我们信主的人跟那个拜偶像的地方有什么相干呢
And for believers like us We have nothing to do with the temples
没有相干
We have nothing to do with it
所以没有地方可以去
So I don't have any place to visit
后来我找了一个计程车在市区里面绕了一圈就回来了
And later on I found a taxi Who took me around the city And then I came back
实在不觉得有任何地方能够去的
I truly felt that there is no place I can visit it there
我甚至将来也不想去曼谷
I don't even want to visit that city again in the future
我也劝弟兄姊妹不要去曼谷玩
I also encourage you not to go there
真的是不好玩的
It is not a good place to go
所有那个曼谷最有名的地方都是我们不能去的
Most famous place in Bangkok are places that we cannot go
越是曼谷的特点呢越是我们不应该去的地方
And those places that shows the specialty of Bangkok yet these are places we can go
所以我劝弟兄姊妹不要把曼谷当作一个旅游的点
So I advise you not to consider that as a vacation spot
做弟兄的们弟兄们都很喜欢做一件事
And for the brothers they all like to do one thing
弟兄们喜欢看报纸
And they like to read a newspaper
是不是啊
is that so?
我也是一样
I'm the same way
我记得在很多年以前呢我有三份报纸
Many years ago, I had three different newspapers.
我有那个 Houston 的那个纪事报。
I have the Houston Chronicle.
那我还有呢，那个华尔街的日报。
I also had the Wall Street Journal.
更奇怪的，我还有纽约时报。
I also have New York Times.
我同时有三份报纸。
I have three different newspapers at the same time.
所以晚上我吃完饭以后呢，我说把那个三份报纸看完以后，我就该睡觉了。
So after I eat my dinner after, and I read through all three newspapers, it's time to go to sleep.
后来这个主在我里面感动我好像不能这样子。
Later on, the Lord spoke in my heart to tell me that I can't spend my time like this.
我觉得很有道理。
I thought this is very reasonable.
我也把那个纽约时报把它停掉了。
And so I canceled the New York Times.
休斯顿的事情都管不了了，管纽约呢？
If I can't care for the things in Houston, then how can I care about the things in New York? So that was very easy.
但是过了一段时间了，主又感动我了。
After a while, the Lord spoke in my heart again.
两份报纸还是太多了。
Two newspapers, still too many.
所以我在想哪一份，要提哪一份比较好。
So I thought, well, which one should I cancel?
我在想，哎呀，我这个读这个休斯顿的那个报纸呢，大部分的时间是看的广告。
I said, most of the time I'm reading the Houston Chronicle, I spend time reading the advertisement.
那看了广告呢，还会去买东西。
After I look at the advertisement, I will go shopping.
到最后呢，有些东西也自己不需要的。
And then I'll buy things that I don't need.
所以我想呢，我把这个休斯顿的报纸停掉。
So I thought I'll cancel the Houston Chronicle.
我当时有点担心了，我想没有这个报纸不能过生活哈。
And that time I was a little bit worried because without a newspaper, how can I live?
我看那个报看了这么多年了。
I have been reading newspaper for so many years.
停掉了。
And I canceled that subscription.
非常奇妙。
Amazingly.
没有一天我想要读那个报纸。
There's not a day that goes by after that I still want to read that newspaper.
没有一天我想 not a day. 哎呀，要是有那个报纸多好。
Not a day I consider it would be wonderful just to have that newspaper.
所以我里面很受鼓舞啊。
So I was greatly encouraged.
我在想，我要不要把这个最后一本也把它停掉
？Then I thought, well, should I cancel my last newspaper?
后来呢，有一天呢，我真的把这个最后一份报也停掉。
So one day I canceled the last newspaper I have.
没有一天后悔过。
I never regretted since.
没有一天要再想读报纸过。
There is not a day I wanted to read a newspaper again.
但是呢，这个世界上发生的事，我也不是不知道。
But I'm also not totally unaware of the things happening in this world.
但是我不需要花那些时间。
But I don't have to waste the time.
今天有许多的事让我们的心远离神。
Today there are many things that cause our heart to be distant away from the Lord.
现在有许许多多的事可以消耗我们的时间。
There are so many things that will exhaust all our time.
从前呢，你喜欢看电视呢，你只能每天看一个小时。
In the past, if you love to watch TV, you can only watch 1 hour a day.
如果你喜欢看那个连续剧的话，每天就一个小时你可以看。
If you like to watch the soap opera, it would just be 1 hour.
那现在很好，现在有这个 DVD 啊。
But now it is great. You have DVDs.
一套一层套一层套的。
And it's many 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 sets.
你不用等明天再看下一集的。
You don't have to wait until the next day to see what's going on.
你可以从第一集看到第25集，一口气把它看完。
You can watch from the first set to the 25th.
我相信有人是这样的。
I'm sure some people do it that way.
弟兄姊妹，当你这样看完了以后，
But sister, after you watch this whole set,
第二天早晨你能够起来吗？
Are you able to get up the next morning?
如果第二天早晨你真的起来了，
If next morning you're still able to get up,
你能够感到神和你是这么样亲近吗？
Can you still feel God draw so near to your heart?
肯定不行的。
Definitely not.
如果你是这样的来看电视的话，
If that's the way you watch TV,
我们的心就远离了神。
Your heart will be distant from God.
如果这个事让我们远离神的话，
If this is a matter that causes you to distance yourself from God, then this is evil.
今天网络是每一个人生活所需要的事情。
Today, the web is something that we all need today.
我们生活好像不能没有这个网络的。
It seems that we cannot live without being on the web.
但是你有没有发现，你上了网站以后，这个时间呢，如飞而去的。
But have you discovered that every time you got onto the web, that the time will fly away?
两三个小时是不算什么的。
2 or 3 hours gone by so quickly.
这花在网络上的时间呢，比从前看报纸的时间还要更多的。
And you spend more time on the web than you spend time on reading newspaper.
如果你上了三个小时、四个小时以后，
After you've been online for 2, 3 or 4 hours,
你能不能感觉神跟你更亲近呢？
Can you feel God still draws very near to you?
还是你觉得神就离你更遥远？
Or you feel God is very distant from you?
如果神与你更遥远的话，
If God is far away from you,
这个长时间在网上是一件恶的事情。
Then spend such long time in online is an evil thing.
如果我们要敬畏神，
If we want to fear the Lord,
我们要远离那一些叫我们离开主的事。
We need to distance ourselves from all the things that causes us to separate from God.
我们若是不离开这些事，
If we do not flee away from them,
我们就不敬畏神。
Then we do not fear our
God. 如果我们要再继续侍奉他，
If we want to serve him,
我们就落在不真实的当中，
We will fall into falsehood.
我们怎么能够有一天站在基督审判的台前来面对他呢？
How can you face him one day before his judgment seat?
弟兄姊妹，我们需要在生活里面来操练这件事。
Brother, sister, we need to exercise this in our daily life.
我们怎么能够操练这个事？
How can we exercise this?
我们需要神的光照。
We need His light.
所以我们读到诗篇里面，他说呢，他说太阳还存呢，月亮还在，人要敬畏直到万代。
And so we read in Psalms, it says the sun still remains and the moon endureth.And we still need to fear the Lord.
只有在神的光照之下，我们才会看见原来我是不真实的。
Only under His light, we will see that we are not of truth.
如果神不光照我们，我们看不见自己的虚谎。
If He does not shine upon our heart, then we cannot see our falsehood.
如果神不光照我们的里面的话，我们不觉得我们没有尽心。
If God does not shine in our heart, then we will not know we have not served Him with all our hearts and our soul.
如果神的光不临到我们的话，我们甚至不觉得我们所做的事是一件恶事。
If God's light does not come upon us, we will not even know what we are doing is of evil.
因此我们需要祷告主。
We need to pray.
我们在一起的时候，我们要祷告主。
When we gather, we must pray.
主，求你光照我们。
Lord, shine upon me.
求你把你的光赐给教会。
Send your light to your church.
让你的教会充满了你自己的光。
So that your church will be filled with your light.
让这个光能够除去那些不真实的事。
And the light will cast away all falsehood.
我们需要学习 活在那个神的审判的底下。
We need to learn to under to live under the judgment seat of God.
早晨我们唱了一首诗歌，很好啊。他说神用怜悯和审判来支撑我们的年代。
This morning we sang a hymn that was very good. It says that with His mercy and judgment, He weave the web of our time.
我们需要把我们的侍奉、我们的生活带到神的审判台前。
We need to learn to bring our life and our service before God's judgment
seat. 让主今天就来审判我们。
So that He will judge us today.
让主借着审判以后，再把他的怜悯赐给我们。
After His judgment, that He will give us His mercy.
好叫我们一天一天这样的过生活在他的面前。
That we may live each day like this.
要是我们今天能够在他的面前站立得住的话，到那日我们才能站立得住。
If we are able to stand firm before Him today, then on that day we will be able to stand.
先知西番雅曾经说过这一句话。
And the prophet Zephaniah says,
他说每天每个早晨要让神来显明他的公义。
Every morning, He will show us His righteousness.
今天但愿这也是我们的祷告。
May this become our prayer.
但愿每一个早晨我们起来的时候。
Every morning as we rise up.
我们说主啊，你显明你的公义。
We pray, Lord, reveal to me your righteousness.
我把我自己的这个人，我所做的事，我所有的意念都带到你的面前。
I bring myself, my will, and my thoughts, everything before you.
让你来审判我。
So that you may judge me.
让你来光照我。
You may shine upon me.
如果我有什么地方得罪你的。
If there's anything I sin against you.
不敬畏神的。
If there's any part that I am not fearful of you.
求主赦免。
Forgive me, Lord.
好叫我们能够今日学习怎么样在神的面前坦然无惧的用圣洁、用公义来侍奉他。
So that we know how to come before Him with boldness and to serve Him with righteousness.
最后，我想请弟兄姊妹读一节圣经。
Lastly, I want to ask you to read one verse.
在马拉基书第一章第六节。
In Malachi chapter 1, verse 6.
在旧约的最后一卷书，马拉基书第一章第六节。
The last book of the New Testament, Malachi chapter 1, verse 6.
我想我来念就好。
I'll read it for you.
藐视我民的祭司啊，万军之耶和华对你们说：儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。我既为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名？
A son honors his father, and a servant his master. Then, if I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my respect? Says the Lord of hosts to you, O priest who despise my name. But you said, How have we despised thy name?
但愿早晨我们能够听见主的声音。
May we hear the voice of our God this morning.
主在说我是父亲。
He is telling us that he is the father.
尊敬我的人在哪里呢？
Where is my honor?
主说我既为主人。
I am the master.
敬畏我的在哪里呢？
Where is my respect?
那天早晨在我们当中我们都能够说主啊我在这里。
May all of us will be able to answer to him this morning and say, Lord, I am here.
你是我的父亲。
You are my father.
我愿意尊敬。
I'm willing to give you my honor.
你是我的主人。
You are my master.
我愿意敬畏你。
And I'm willing to fear and respect you.
让主今天在我们身上能够得着他要得着的。
So the Lord may find what he want from us.
你知道神要得着什么？
Do you know what God wants?
神所要的得着的就是我们敬畏他。
What he wants from us today is to fear him.
我们能够用一点时间祷告。
Let's spend some time to pray.
If anybody who had the Lord touch your heart, you can feel free to pray.
若有人被神感动，可以带领我们祷告。